Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. This is the second of three special post-MedTrade episodes that I've been posting about key issues impacting the industry that were covered by AA Home Care at the Washington update at last week's MedTrade. The last one, episode 17, was with Jay Witter about pending legislation to protect non-invasive ventilators. This one is about the increasing involvement of third-party administrators in Medicaid managed care organizations. In many cases, they run right past various policies and other protections for providers. Furthermore, there have been some business developments in the MCO, TPA world that have compounded this problem. To explain the issue in depth, I talked with Laura Willard, VP of Payer Relations for AA Home Care, who not only provided all the details on the situation, but also talked a great deal about what's being done to combat the problem, as well as what providers should be doing to protect their businesses right now. I'm here at MedTrade 2019, and I'm talking to Laura Willard, who's the VP of Payer Relations for AA Home Care, who just wrapped up a big presentation about her portion of AA Home Care's sort of top concerns and top agenda items for 2020. And the top concern that she had identified was third-party administrators, particularly how they relate to MCOs. And so before we dive too much into the issue, Laura, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So what is the issue here? If you could kind of thumbnail it for the listeners out there.
The issue is the third-party administrators, there's a presence, an increasing presence with the Medicaid MCO plans across the country. And we have been fighting at AA Home Care for additional oversight into the MCO plans by the state Medicaid programs. And when they institute a third-party administrator, there's even less oversight. So there's no oversight for those plans to make sure they're following the regulations that should be in place, the medical policies, and all of those things that are protection for the provider network. Mm-hmm. And there's no oversight into that, and they're not held to the same regulations. For example, we've been told in certain states that they don't have to pay interest on claims if they're beyond the timely filing or beyond the timely payment perspective. And so there's no regulations, there's no one to go to that oversees these plans to hold them accountable.
And there's been some recent developments in sort of the MCO and TPA world that have made this problem even bigger, is that correct?
That's correct. So we have been told that WellCare has signed a nationwide agreement with CareCentrix, who is a third-party administrator in our industry now, and they will be doing some type of arrangement nationwide to administer their claims, case management. We're not sure exactly the details of that, and they could not provide that at the time. Mm-hmm. But the concern is that WellCare is getting ready to be purchased by Centene, who's the largest MCO plan across the country. It will actually double their enrollment almost. They will be twice the amount of Medicaid beneficiaries covered by Centene when this merger goes in than the second largest United Healthcare. So if you implement a third-party administrator into that volume of Medicaid beneficiaries across the country, it obviously creates a big concern for the industry in making sure that we can get paid promptly, get paid appropriately, rates stay sustainable. And so we are going to try to get some additional oversight into that.
So what you're saying, Laura, is a big problem just got that much bigger.
It absolutely did. We've been working on third-party administrators for quite some time now. We've got several instances of TPAs that own their own HME companies. And so it's been a concern with referrals and where those referrals go and making sure that we can keep open networks. As you know, AA Home Care is very, very supportive and out there fighting to keep open networks. And you implement that, it's very concerning.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. I didn't know that. Is that legal?
It's the Univita situation. I mean, they own their own HME company, and they did referrals to that as well. And there's no oversight. As I said, there's no oversight into the third-party administrator world. And most of them say they operate separately. They operate their HME company separate from the TPA, but the common ownership does create some concerns.
I'll say. So we've got an idea of the problem. What's kind of on your agenda for combating this?
So we formed the Payer Relations Council with AA Home Care, and we've created our priorities for 2020, and this one has quickly moved to the top now. So right now we're working with Brown and Fortunato to evaluate the third-party administrator guidelines and if there's any regulations that we can find that would provide additional oversight into that. And if not, we're going to try to come up with those oversight things that we would like to see and a strategy around that, whether we go to each individual state Medicaid program and try to work with them to have those safeguards put into the contracts with the MCO plans, or if we go to a federal perspective, we're trying to make a decision. If there's some way we could do this from a federal perspective, we would much prefer to do that. But if we have to, we'll go to each individual state and get that implemented. We're working on that in Florida currently as we speak, and putting that into some legislative language that we hope to get introduced this legislative session.
So for the rank and file provider out there, maybe somebody who's doing work with an MCO right now or is negotiating an MCO contract, you know, a managed care contract, something like that, what should they be doing?
I would make sure that you evaluate your contracts and try to keep them to where you have that direct relationship with the MCO plan if you can, and try to keep that direct and have some language in there that forbids a subcontractor coming in under that contract and doing some safeguards from that. But I will say, if they're dealing with the TPAs, trying to get in network's been the biggest thing for some people. They need to go and meet with the Medicaid programs if they can. If they're not in network, they can meet with the Medicaid programs and try to get in network. But really, I would say, make sure you evaluate your business models and determine if you can really take that business and do that business at the rates that are being offered, and really think through a process of building a partnership and a relationship with that TPA where you can talk to them about the issues and the problems that may come up with that.
And I imagine the other thing would be to watch what you're doing at AA Home Care, and also what the Payer Relations Council is doing.
Absolutely. And we love any feedback, any concerns that you have. We've developed some resources to help with this from a state-by-state level. So, yeah, please watch this and please come to AA Home Care, get involved. We would love your feedback on it.
All right. Well, Laura, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Laura for giving us an informative summary on this important ongoing issue. We'll continue covering it, so everybody out there in the audience, make sure that you're following us at hme-business.com, and make sure to monitor aahomecare.org as well. And don't forget that I'll be uploading one more post-MedTrade interview this week to the podcast, so make sure you're subscribed so you can get that. That'll close things up for episode 18. Remember, if you want to keep on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter service called eSource there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. And of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News at Twitter. And let's not forget this podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business podcast. And if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, I'm at Post Acute News, or you can reach out to me via email, and I'm DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105 Media. With that, we'll close things up. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.